Light, energy, and information are the themes of Planetary Octave, the companion piece to Auric Field, also created by Lita Albuquerque. Comprised of 8 vertical panels and discs, this piece can never be seen as a whole because book stacks obscure its sight lines. Using honeycomb aluminum, a space-age material used on the space shuttle, Albuquerque overlaid numerical sequences with 23-karat gold leaf. The numbers, according to the artist, are representative of ancient languages and literature that have been handed down from generation to generation. Walk past the piece and notice the difference in the panels. 4 of them have a contemporary finish that is futuristic in nature, while the other 4 look as if they belong to some ancient culture. Why are these ancient-looking panels located in an area of the library dedicated to the future? One answer may be that computers couldn't exist today if numbers hadn't been invented centuries ago. Without a basic understanding of science and math, man would never have achieved the technologies we take for granted today. Look above the panels and you'll see 8 discs displaying the words light, energy, and information scripted in Chinese, English, Hindi, Japanese, Korean, Spanish, Tagalog, and in Braille, which hangs lower so it can be touched. Go ahead, touch it. These languages are symbolic of the traditions and heritage of Cerritos residents and also relate to the library's role as a purveyor and custodian of information. Why do you think the artist named this piece Planetary Octave?